Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, no.
To another episode of Nation Building. Tonight's topic is Why Do Men Cheat? With your host, Sister Gidget. What's up, Sister Gidget?
Hi! Assalamu alaikum, Brother DJ Black Caesar. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful, Sister. Just wonderful. Ready to get this topic on board.
Yes, sir, and I understand that you're going to be included in this conversation as well because you have something to offer.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, well, we have a large panel tonight. I have a panel of including you, Brother DJ Black Priest, six men. All of them happen to be single at the moment, and that was not my choosing. I wanted to kind of do half and half, but these brothers haven't jumped the broom yet, so let's see if we can get to the bottom of some of that as well. And I'm going to give them an opportunity to introduce themselves, so we're going to go ahead and get started. I just want to say thank you to my listening audience, and I want to send a special thank you out to my cousin Bunsue, who listens faithfully in Kenya, and he sent me a very profound note, and he said that we are inspiration to our people over in Kenya. So thank you, Cousin Bunsway. I love you so much. Thank you so much. So we're going to go ahead and get started, and then I'm going to let the men on the panel introduce themselves. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is their reminder in our divine midst. And I would like to greet the listening audience as well as my panel in our greeting words of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Okay. I guess the easiest way for me to do this is in alphabetical order. So we're gonna start with Brother Albert. As-salamu alaykum, sir. So come down front and center, soldier, and tell us something about yourself.
Walaikum salam. Well, actually this is Brother Albert Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with the family on this line tonight. I'm originally from Muhammad's Mosque, number 25 in Newark, New Jersey. And decided to participate in this subject, why do men cheat? That's all.
Okay, thank you, brother. And moving along in alphabetical order, Brother Brian Muhammad, come down front and center, sir.
As-salamu alaykum. My name is Brother Brian Muhammad, Muhammad's Mosque, 52, Fort Worth. And just glad to be on the show and hope I have something constructive to offer.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And then we have our beloved brother, Daniel Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, soldier, front and center. Tell us how about
Wa-alaykum salam. I'm from Miles Maryam. I've been in the Nation of Islam for 23 years next month.
All praises due to Allah. And then we have my beloved little brother, Derek Singleton. As-salamu alaykum, sir. How are you?
Wa-alaykum salam. I'm good, man. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'm honored that you asked me to be on this panel, and hopefully I can bring something to the conversation, and just ready to get started.
Okay. Yes, sir. And for my historic mosque number one, last but certainly not least, as-salamu alaykum, Brother Troy Muhammad, Troy Shabazz, I'm sorry. Come on down front and center and tell us something about yourself, sir.
Walaikum salam, sister. Well, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I was just so glad to be on here. And I'm ready to get started on this beautiful lecture today.
Okay, did I say you were from, number one? You know what, I got you mixed up with Minister Troy. Never mind, that's me, my old age. I'm so sorry. But it's a pleasure to have all of you on here, and I am deeply honored and appreciative that all of you were so willing to participate. So now we already know what the subject matter is, and we're going to talk about why men cheat. And I'm going to just give you a little history of why I brought this subject to the forefront, so to speak. As you know, on Facebook, which is where I know all of you from, there are a lot of relationship questions, a lot of groups focused on relationships. There have been a lot of conversations, a lot of lectures done about relationships and men and women and what we should be and how we should be. But then, you know, sometimes we don't want to talk about those factors that really occur in relationships. You know, we all kind of sometimes hang on to the fantasy of being married, being in love, and, you know, having a mate that's forever faithful and true. But let's just get to the meat of some of the things that happen in a relationship, and that's infidelity. And so oftentimes it says that the man cheats, and I'm not at all saying that women don't cheat. I want to get that clear. I want to get that out there and make it plain.
Right.
I'm not picking on the brothers. I'm not brother bashing and saying, okay, all you brothers cheat and sisters, we're just, you know, angels are singing when we walk the floor. Not at all, because sisters, we are next. I'm putting y'all on Front Street next time, so believe that. So I want to start with Brother Derek, who is single, and hey, ladies, my queens, my sisters out there, all these men are single. Everybody, with the exception of Brother DJ Black Caesar, is unattached. So I'm just putting it out there. So, Brother Derek.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, dear?
I'm good.
Okay. So let me hear from you, Brother Derek, just from your perspective.
No,
why do men cheat?
Well, I mean, to make it blunt, basically because they can. And what I mean by that is when you can do things and the woman allows you to get away with it sometimes, and by the man not knowing who he is himself, with a lack of knowledge of self and no respect for himself. So if you don't have no respect for yourself, you don't have no respect for nobody else. So, you know, it's a deep subject, like we were saying when I spoke to you the other day. But it's a lot of women who know men are cheating on them, and they continue to stay there and allow it. You know, they make up a lot of guys. I'm not making excuses for the men, but basically what I'm saying is just a lack of knowledge of self and a lack of respect.
Yes, sir.
Just the start.
All right, and Brother Troy, same question.
Well, I agree with Brother just got off the phone, basically because there's an opportunity, there's time to. If there wasn't no time given, if the male was, you know, attending to their business and doing what they're supposed to, doing the will of Allah, there was no reason for cheating or no time for cheating. Usually continues on the will of Allah. I just think just because there's time or opportunity, and that's why really men cheat.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay, Brother Daniel.
I feel like this, some men are very egotistical. They want to use that to boost their egos. And then they have so-called friends that will encourage them to do that also.
Okay. All right. And Brother Albert?
Yes, ma'am. Well, basically, I look at it this way. First of all, whatever one do to get a man or woman is what he or she should do to keep that person. However, there's various, as you said, sister, lecture, you know, comment on, you know, why people cheat. So we have to look at what causes a person to deviate. And
okay,
work that out, because there's a lot of men that may not cheat. There's some that don't know why they cheat. And for those that do know, as the young brother said earlier, or the first brother said, they allowed to do it when it comes down to it. But when you look in depth to the situation to find out what causes a man to cheat on his spouse, his girlfriend, whatever the circumstance is in that situation, because it starts somewhere and it will end ultimately somewhere. That's how I started.
Yes, sir. And Brother Brian.
I think it's a couple of reasons. One, lack of knowledge of self. Lack of spiritual development. And two, women make it, lack of fulfillment from women, true fulfillment. And women make it so easy. Those are the main things.
Okay, Brother Brian, you have stepped on some toes now.
I intend
to. So I would like for you, Brother Brian, to elaborate on that. When you say that women make it easy, can you explain further?
Well, men have many options, and women make themselves plentiful, and they make it easy. They're basically giving themselves away. And now we live in a society where women are the hunters. They come on to the men. And regardless if they know you're involved or married, they shooting their shot. And I think men can control this whole situation. One, when they develop the knowledge of self, and they will develop not only an appreciation for themselves, but a true value for women. and two, that will also take care of the spiritual aspect. But in truth, when a man feels fulfilled, he has no reason to cheat. He don't want to cheat. When you truly in love with a woman and you getting fulfillment, true fulfillment from a woman, you're satisfied. And I dare say that many of our relationships, whether they admit it or not, are not fulfilled. I know what it feels like to have a fulfilled relationship, and you would not cheat unless you're just a brother who don't know what he's doing.
Okay, and how many of you, I just want to take a consensus, how many of you actually agree with that, and who wants to add to what Brother Brian said?
I would, sister.
Who is I?
Brother Daniel.
Okay, and why do you agree, Brother Daniel?
Well, you know, also, you know, from what I've seen as a child with my own father, you know that old saying, birds of a feather flock together or chip off the old block. He learned their ways from his father and his mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as cheating, both of them, you know, my father is the biggest philanderer, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And what also, you know, when I remember as a child, he used to bring me to different women's houses.
Hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
So did that cause you, when you grew up and became of age and became interested in females, did that give you an idea? Was that etched in your mind that this is how you should conduct yourself as a man in a relationship?
Put it like this. When I was, you know, prior to coming to the nation, I look at it like this. If I ever get married, I will not be like, I'm really, even though I'm named after my father, I'm different from him in different ways.
Okay.
You know, I'm not like, you know, I'm not like how he is. He, you know, he quote unquote, he lusts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the type of man, that's how he is. I called him a few times. And I just, you know, tell them, you better cool it on that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. And Brother Troy, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
So do you like, feel like women make it easy?
Yes, ma'am.
In what way?
I can explain in some ways, like as far as the feeling of being misused and when you're putting all your effort and only getting one third of that love back, and when you're being disrespected by a woman, such as name calling and put down, and things such as she's staying out past dark with her friends while you're at home with the kids, and when you find, you might even find a sister for a friend, and she's doing more to fulfill your happiness, and that could run you away. And when they are doing and saying things, your faith out of the relationship to make you, your confidence leave from knowing y'all would be together for more than the time that y'all have already spent. And things such as that, of that nature, you know, just, she just always negative, you know, stuff, because I have been through this. I just got out of a relationship where I was in talked to all type of ways, and this was one of my down times. I couldn't find a job. I had just came out of jail from being foolish around friends, and it took me to learn who she really was, because once that happened, stuff started. It made a big transition from me and her doing the things we used to do to her saying, oh, you'll never make it again, or you won't be nothing, nobody loves you. And she took advantage of me being down and not able to have no income coming in for those months that I was down, like such as it was like 8 or 9 months that where I didn't really have no money, and she was like supporting me as far as making sure I eat, making sure I had somewhere to stay, but as far as keeping my spirit alive and keeping it up, with our relationship, she always put me down and told me things like, I won't find nobody, I will never be nothing, and, you know, just all stuff that was, it was evil, like all evil things was coming out of her mouth, and I didn't appreciate it, and then it just pushed me so far away to where I did find someone else that appreciated me for who I was. You know, and she helped me once I found her. She helped me and motivated me. She woke me up and made sure I went to the job and made sure I was on point. Like, as far as my last relationship, she was the type that she always told me, like, she always said, and I mean, I told her she was right, but at the same time, motivation is the key to the relationship. Because if you're telling me, like, if I used to ask her things such as, would you make sure I wake up on time? And she would tell me things like, you grown, you could do that yourself. I don't need to help you, you're a grown man. And really, all we all need help in a way, you know what I'm saying? When you have that encouragement and that motivation, it pushes you farther to do the things you want to do. So that really got me down and out, and I just had to find somebody else to lift my spirit. And when I did, it really made a difference in me, and she saw it. And she, after that happened, she wanted me back, but it was too late, so I do really appreciate the woman I did find to lift my spirit and encourage me for making me a better man. So it wasn't, I mean, in that situation, I would say it was cheating, but furthermore, it was her pushing me away from the things she did when she took advantage of me when I was at my downest times in life.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question, and then I want everyone to answer on this, because, Brother Troy, you just gave a good example of, you know, how, I guess, I'm just taking it from a female perspective, you know, when things are bad, and we do the same thing sometimes, when things are bad, you know, for some reason, we don't find it feasible to walk away at that time, but we find it feasible to walk away when we have somebody else. So what is the big deal about being alone? Because if I'm in a bad relationship, then me going out getting someone else is not going to make that existing relationship any better. If anything, it's going to make it worse. So are you saying that you feel justified, or, you know, you feel safer, you know, leaving someone after you find somebody else? Is there a phobia about being alone? And I'm going to ask Brother Derek.
Could you ask that question one more time?
Here's the question, and please, if you have some background noise, please just mute your phones until I call your name, because we're getting a lot of interference. And for those of you, because after this question, I'm going to give the audience an opportunity to ask questions as well. So those of you who want to ask a question, please press 1 on your phone, and DJ Caesar will see your hand up, and he will take your question. Okay, here's my question. Is there a phobia about being alone? And is it easier to leave a bad relationship after you find someone else? And why don't you leave when the relationship gets bad? Why is it always after you find somebody else? So I'm going to start with you, Brother Derek.
I don't think it's a phobia of being alone. I think with a man, a lot of times, it's his ego has a lot to do with it. As far as you say, is it easier to leave when the relationship gets bad? It's kind of like what the brother just said. You know, if you're going through something that is rough and somebody else comes, the other person usually comes and says everything that you want to hear. Not that you couldn't sit down and talk to the person that you was having a problem with, which you should do, but a lot of us not mature enough to do that because we didn't really have no example of how to do that when we was growing up. So that was, you know, it's like, well, instead of me dealing with this problem head on, let me just go run to something to somebody that is going to, like, agree with everything I say. So, you know, it's more about being mature and learning and growing. And in this society, you know, the society don't help. It makes it worse. And I wanted to say something about when the brother said that it's part of the women makes it easier to cheat.
I don't think they make it easy. I think they make it more difficult by the way they dress. You know, the nature of a man when you see a woman is, it does something to that man. So when you see the way these women dress today, it's hard if your woman don't look as good as this other woman. And if you're not mature, if you're not ready, to be in a committed relationship. So we have to look at how we act, how we dress, what we think about. It's a whole lot of stuff that goes into cheating. And like one of the other brothers said, it's just our relationships are really not being fulfilled because we don't know what the nature is to be in a relationship in the first place. So, it's a lot to it. We just have to be patient and learn how to really start to understand each other's natures. And until we understand what's the purpose of a man and a woman being together, what was the purpose of God put us together in the first place, we're going to continue to have these problems. So, that's just my thought on that.
Okay, and Brother Albert?
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I don't think it's a phobia issue because, as the brother was speaking earlier, I believe it was Brother Troy, I experienced something similar but not exactly. And I made it my word bond to separate from a situation without running into another one immediately. Because of the lessons that we are given strengthen us if we believe. However, you could be alone for a period of time, and at some point in time, you get to a point where you want to, connect with that, i.e. right one, whatever the case may be. And, so running from one situation to another one, it depends on the persons that you're dealing with. You follow what I'm saying? I took myself personally and rebuilt my foundation, and it's stronger now than it was when I was with that person. You see what I'm saying? So I manifested what I've learned out of that and what came out of that negative into a positive. So therefore, as I move forward and whosoever I connect with now, I'm not going to dwell or even have that negative as a thought process in my mind, period. To have to look at it and say, well, because she's not there, I got to be with this one, or I got to have that one, whatever the case may be. And like the brother said, the women does make it easier for a man to cheat because right now a new millennial woman is nothing in comparison to our elders, the women of the old. When women knew how to back their man when they were down and out, period. Nowadays, women today, if you ain't up, they don't believe that they should help you come up or be to help me to make you stronger and keep you strong or give you that spiritual guide, if they got it, to encourage you to stand strong so you don't have to even think about cheating. Because, number one, cheating is a thought first before it's even an act. Because you don't have to commit an act, and it depends also what type of cheating that you're actually talking about. Be it a relationship, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? Because you should be able to, if you have a situation, a husband, wife, you guys should be able to communicate and like you did at the very beginning of your relationship. Because at the very beginning is when you show more compassion and love and interest in one another. And as time go on, if the communication breaks down, then all of a sudden, you take detours or whatever the case may be because you look for each other to back each other. But the women today, they're not like that, period. And I'm on internet, on a Facebook, and I'm listening, particularly on the NOI single site. Some of the stuff I read, it's very interesting. You follow me? It kind of tells you where the mindset of some of these women really are. Because the black man today, we're struggling, period. And if you got a brother that is at least striving to keep his head up, stand strong, and he's coming to you with his best foot forward, you would probably, depending on the kind of woman you is, you might back and support that if you see truth in it. But, again, you're dealing with a whole different kind of woman today versus the women I knew as I was coming up, Because the women today, a lot of them have no compassion, no heart. They're independent, and they don't care,
that's
period.
Right.
It's what they can get for themselves you know, despite the brother who may come in and say, and even if he, wait, well, hell, she cheat too. But some of them cheat even better than we do.
Right.
I just said you would address that issue, and, you know, sooner or later. But we're dealing with it now, because a lot of times it's always the man, the man, the man. Yeah, a lot of us fall victim because we're pushed to a point, to a level where, you know, this sister at work, I'm working with 500-something people. And if I got one or two people, a female, that would sit here and talk to me, and then my own wife or girlfriend doesn't have time, that could cause deviation within itself. So that's why she makes it easier. And the phobia thing, we don't all have to have somebody. You just have to blame it yourself and stand strong. That's it.
That's right.
Oh,
very
right.
Good.
Okay, Brother Brian. Well,
yeah, you know, there's a lot of misconception. I dare say that 98% of what women think about men is totally wrong. They've never asked men, and y'all totally don't understand us, just as we have a challenge just to understand you all, because we never ask. We just assume. And y'all do a lot of that, too. Let me say, most men don't have a phobia about being alone. And most men are not single because they have cheated or something like that. Most men are single because they refuse to get disrespected. The brother, like the brother said, we don't want to be an ATM. We don't want to be with you doing, taking care of all the business, handling our business, and everything is good. And if we get a hiccup, then she want to look for a next come up. And that's exactly what's going on out here. Men are not going to be disrespected. We don't have to cheat. We're perfectly happy with staying by ourselves. And to be honest with you, because of the mindset of the women today, it's easy for us to stay by ourselves and have a peace of mind, because we don't have to have a woman in our life every day. Some men are perfectly happy being single, being a peace of mind, running their business or going to work. So I just want to clear up the misconception that we have to have women. But matter of fact, a lot of men are single. We don't want to deal with such immature-minded women that just see the man as an ATM. Contrary to popular belief, men are not stupid. We may not verbalize everything that we know, but we're watching everything and seeing it very well. And the brother that talked about the sister, he was doing well, and he got down for a minute. I dare say that's typical. That happens a lot. But it also happens with men who taking care of their business and are very mature, but we have immature women.
Okay. And let me hear from
that's what I meant by being unfulfilled. There's no compassion and sensitivity. And we're not interested in just sex. We can get sex anywhere, all day, as much as we want. Matter of fact, when we come to the nation, we give up a ton of sex because we're looking for something different. We're looking for commitment. And as Muslim men, we're not going to go out there and cheat, but we're definitely going to take our time to make good choices, and we're not going for the image or playing the role. We're investigating a lot better, because marriage is very serious to us, and we want to be fulfilled. Sensitivity, compassion, and that's fulfilling. Sex, you can get that anywhere.
Okay. And Brother Daniel, what about that phobia about being alone?
I feel like this. I've been divorced for 16 years. It wasn't because of no adulterous affair or anything like that. That was because she had against my religious beliefs. I feel, for myself personally, when I've been alone, but always, you know, what I learned from what Sister Ava said, you're alone, you learn more about yourselves. And also, you know, with the men who, as I said earlier about the cheating part, that, you know, to fulfill their ego, also, you know, want to add on to the so-called friends or some family members, will encourage that. You know, like what I said about my own father, his family members and his so-called friends will bring, you know, whisper and bring messages to my father. You know what I mean? And, you know, he be gone from the on a Friday to a Sunday.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was a baby, and when my mother moved back to Chicago in 1974, we moved into projects here in Chicago, which was called Abler Homes. He had to come over there, you know. He came right after we moved, but she was still trying to get away from him. It took to about I was 4 years old for them to split up.
Hmm. Wow.
But it really, you know, after prior to coming to the nation, that gave me a different outlook, what I saw as a child and what
yes,
type
sir.
Of man my father was. As I said before, you know, even though I'm named after my father, doesn't mean I'm just like him. I'm different from him in different ways.
Yes, sir. Okay, and Brother Derek, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, so is there a phobia about being alone?
Oh, I thought I answered it the first time. But no, I don't think.
You probably did. I'm sorry.
He sure did.
Let me ask my engineer, DJ Black Caesar, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, so is there a phobia about being alone?
No. I don't have a phobia.
Your phone is breaking up. Your phone is still breaking up.
Now?
No.
Still breaking up.
Okay.
No.
Hello?
We can't hear you. Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
I don't really have phobias, man. I mean, about being alone, like the man said earlier. You got some guys out there worried about business. I'm a businessman, so I don't have to think about that. I don't think about that. All I think about is business as far as what I got going on within my business. But if, you know, as far as a woman, a companion, yeah, I think every man needs one. And I'm a man to say that, yeah, I do need companionship, but that's the last thing on my mind right now. My first thing on my mind is God and getting myself in order with him, and then business. So I don't have a phobia.
Okay. All right. We have a couple of questions, and I'm going to take a question from area code 586. I think they've been holding for a long time. So let me try to make this mic live. Okay, area code 586, you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. More so, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
I'm Sister Karima from Michigan. And,
wa alaikum, Sister Karima.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. Since I have to say, it saddens me as a sister that follows the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to hear these brothers, I hear their pain. And I think, like, I have to apologize, not so much for myself because I really try to work on myself, but I see what they see in some of the sisters. I will never say all of the sisters because there are some great sisters that are striving hard in the cause of Islam,
right,
trying to better themselves. And I know that. And when I heard the one brother say, you know, how when he was down, the sister wasn't there for him. I'm not sure if she was Muslim or not, but that doesn't matter. But
no, she wasn't.
And because she didn't have any knowledge of self, I will say, she was looking for something from you, because I feel like there was a prior relationship somewhere that you were getting the brunt of that relationship. You know, and that's why only thing she knew was to talk down to you, which is totally not accepted. But one thing I know, I was married and divorced, and we got married very young, and so we really grew apart. And I always told myself when it was time to get married again, I wanted to really, really be careful that I didn't hold my current husband accountable for something that was done to me in the past. And I think that's what a lot of women do now. And I don't think they do it purposely. I don't think they know another way. You know, I don't think they know another way. And so when we get into these relationships, we find a good man, but we don't know what to do to keep him. And so I do apologize that you have this, you know, conception of the black woman or the sisters, and that we're looking for an ATM, or we're not there when a brother is down, but that's totally the opposite. I do know our roles. A brother's supposed to provide and protect. But that doesn't mean if he needs your help, you're not there to help him. You're supposed to help him reach his goals. And if you're not able to do that, then really pretty much you're not fulfilling your role.
I know, right?
So I do, like, apologize that you know, you've had those experiences, but there are sisters out here that are striving, and that we do need a little help, because one thing I know, I'll be married soon, and
praise be to Allah.
The brother is very, like, soft-spoken. He don't raise his voice, something that I experienced in the beginning, always voice raised, and, yeah, I'm the man, but one thing I know when I didn't push the envelope a little bit too much. I know, you know, he's not the God, but he is a God. And so I know when I press that envelope a little bit much. I know when that tone changed in that voice, and I quickly back down and sit on down somewhere, because I know, you know, that's, okay, I'm there. I need to leave it alone. And I think sometimes when we start off, when men start off letting us talk to them bad, say things we shouldn't say, I think when it starts happening, a guy need to nip it in the bud right then. Then you don't have to worry about it in the long run. Even a savage woman will know. If she's come that way to you and you nip it in the bud in the beginning, she knows she can't keep coming like that. And so I just, like I said, there's some good sisters out here that we're not looking for an ATM. We are here for our men, and I know I am, and I'm willing to stand behind them for whatever. I'm in this.
Thank you, sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for supporting our brothers, and thank you for calling in and listening. Okay, we're going to take another question from area code, 813, area code 813, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
This is Sister Akima from Tampa, Florida. And it saddened me to hear the brothers tonight. First of all, I was thinking as they were speaking, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan brought out a study guide last night for us about divorce. And it was talking about, a lot of us at first we thought of divorce as far as marriage wise, but as we got deeper into it, it was more than just marriage. And by listening to the brothers tonight, it's like, even though they're no longer married right now, it's like a divorce from the sisters. Maybe sisters in the street, maybe sisters in the nation. And it's sad because, like the other sister just said, our sisters isn't about money. You know, even in the world, before I became MGT, my ex-husband, I held it down for him if he needed help. You know, I never bashed him because, you know, you don't break a man's spirit. That's just not good. So I apologize for that sister and what she did to you, brother, but not all sisters are like that. And the honorable Ms. Ruth Farrakhan teaches us about language. And for the throughout the whole conversation, I've heard the brother saying basically all sisters. It's not all sisters. You have to be careful of the language. Some of the sisters may do that. Some of the brothers may do the same thing. Some brothers want sisters that financially can take care of them. Some brothers want sisters just for sex. Some brothers want sisters, you know, it's vice versa. It's not just the sisters. And it's not all brothers. That's why, you know, when we go through a relationship, we tend to dwell on the past relationship and it messed up a new relationship. And we shouldn't do that. That's why we have the teaching. And I'm just sad. I'm sitting here, I'm studying while I'm listening to y'all, and it hurt me. Even my son is like, Mom, what's wrong? And I'm like, brothers, know that the MBT is not the way y'all think some are, or some sisters in the world are. No, and because there's brothers out here that's in the nation as well as sisters, they have boyfriends, they have girlfriends. So we all are not perfect. We all are striving to be one with Allah. So just be patient with each other. I mean, that's all I wanted to say. Assalamualaikum.
Thank you, Queen.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, we're going to take one more question from area code 865. Area code 865, your mic is live.
Bing, bong, bing, what it is, man. I told you I was going to tune in and all that. Just trying to learn something, you know?
Yes, yeah.
What's poppin'? You know, I'm good. How you doing?
I am fine, and I'm so glad that you kept your word. So, Bicycle Tony, come on and weigh in on this topic. I know you got some information for us.
Well, I just want to say, you know, I mean, I don't know too much about love, you know what I mean? I don't know too much about all that, but I know compatibility mean a lot, you know what I'm saying? I've been with females who, you know, they say opposite attract, but I don't think that's all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta like a lot of things I like, man. I pick, you know what I mean? But I don't really know, man. It's hard to describe, man. To each his own. You know, everybody's relationship is different, you know what I'm saying? Some people are right with their man going off, you know what I'm saying? A lot of females not. You know, my female not. If I look, I might get smacked. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. But, you know, I got a gangster, man. You know, we need God in my relationship, but it's all good. I enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And Vice President Tony, why don't you introduce yourself and tell the people what you do?
Well, more or less, I do, you know, music, open bike night. I'll start my radio every Sunday. 9 to 11 p.m. on the East Coast, you know what I mean? And everybody welcome, man. Latin Pain, if you want to hear the music, you know what I mean? Google Latin Pain. That's the crew. That's the entertainment, you know what I'm saying? And Wednesday's right here, you know what I mean?
All right. Okay.
Wow,
thank
man.
You so
I'm
much
tuning
for
in, though.
In.
I'm tuning in, though. I'm learning a lot, man. I just want to fall back, you know? I ain't really the love doctor. I don't know my butt from my elbow. You know, I don't do it, really. But... but I want to learn, you know what I'm saying? And I hear what y'all say, and I like listening in, you know what I mean? So God bless y'all, man, for real. God bless y'all, man. One love.
You too, Michael Capaldi. Love you much. Bye-bye. All right, y'all, that's Bicycle Tony. Okay, let me move on to another question because I heard something one of the sisters said. And I want to know from you brothers, when the minister speaks on the brothers being a provider, and I know some of you, somebody about some of the women or some of the sisters looking at brothers like an ATM. When the minister says that the brothers need to be a provider, and I've heard him say often that brothers, you ain't got no money, you don't need to be looking for no woman and things of that nature. But in these times, with the economic situation being what it is, with the shrinking job market and things going on economically, is it more difficult for you as men to pursue a relationship if you're not, you know, at the financial status that you desire to be. I want to start with Brother Troy on that, since you kind of spoke on that situation.
Well, yes, it is kind of hard being that, I mean, from past experiences, you know, I mean, us as black people, in a way, we was raised on that. Like, I mean, that's just through, you know, us growing up and women turning us down. If, like the brother said, looking at us as an ATM. And, I mean, there's a lot of women that have looked at men like that. So nowadays it would be considered as, well, a man look at a woman and be like, oh, she looked too good, or she looked like she got her stuff all the way, her business all the way together. And if a man's, such as a man that is down and he's really like just starting something or just getting a job or trying to get himself together, feel like, oh, I'm not good enough for this woman, or she won't consider being my friend, or, you know, things like that of that nature. And it does make it harder for a man to want to get a woman. I mean, that's just by our history. You know, that's how we was brought up, women always, you know, that type of thing there. So I would say, yeah, like, it's kind of hard for a man to really get a woman that's already, when you're down and not, that's your financial status, to want to just talk to this woman when she's all the way together and got all her stuff financially stable. And yeah, it makes it hard.
Okay, and Brother Brian?
Yeah, you know, I totally agree that the man should be a provider. I'm talking about the man that is a provider. I'm not even talking about, I'm talking about men that provide very well, and I think I mentioned that, very well for sisters. We understand. I've been a follower of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan for 25 years, so I'm clear on what we're supposed to be doing, and have, by the grace of Allah, have been able to fulfill that role very well, by the grace of Allah, to its fullest. But we don't want to feel like an ATM. We don't want to feel like that's all that we have to offer, because we're looking for, men ought to be the maintainer of women. You shouldn't have a woman if you can't maintain them. But for the brothers that, and I'm speaking for lost found brothers and Muslim brothers, because it's happening. And I think I can speak because I've been very fortunate. I've owned my own business, and I've got a degree in chemistry and biology, so I've been able to maintain good jobs. But I know brothers that have done well with their family, and if they get down, everything is real. You may lose a job. Brothers may lose a job 6 months or whatever, and then the tone changes. Well, then that clearly shows him that you only seen him as an ATM, because now that he can't give you money and take care of you, then you don't want to see him anymore. We don't want that. You want a woman that if you've been providing for her, that she's supposed to be to help me, then you get down on your luck, then she can bear with you until you make the transition. But too often, black men are looked as ATM, but we got a lot more value than that. And I think the sisters that call, I definitely wouldn't say all MDT. It's because of some good MDT that we would not settle for being disrespected or just taking played cheap. So I wanted to clear that up, but I deliberately said that because I wanted to speak for lost found brothers as well as Muslim brothers, and I wanted to not give the politically correct sound bites. This is a serious issue, and we need to talk about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Brother Derek, do you feel that way, that a lot of times it's about the money maybe? Or do you feel inadequate pursuing a relationship when your financial status is not quite where you desire it to be?
Well, that's one of the main problems in cheating with relationships, period, is financial money. If a man don't have money in his pocket, he don't feel like a man. So if it lowers your self-esteem. So if you don't feel like a man, how can you take care of anybody? You can't take care of yourself. So that's really the main problem from the start. I wanted to say something right quick about the men cheating, just on the cheating part. Some brothers are just low down. You know, let's just be
exactly.
Real.
Exactly.
Some people are low down. Because I don't want the sisters to think, oh, they just blaming the women. Some brothers are just low down trifling.
That's
so
true.
Back to the financial thing. I heard the minister say one time when he was courting Sister Khadijah, Mother Khadijah, you know, when they would go out, he was like, she didn't pay for anything. He said, and if I ran out of money, and I'm not hungry no more. So I took
that's
this right. to say that you have to be a man in a relationship. And in this world, the white man that made it to where the black man don't have no job. And a part of that is our fault because we're not united. We don't have no unity. We're not trying to provide jobs for ourselves. We waiting on him to provide for us to provide for our family. How backwards is that? You know? So the woman is not really demanding nothing wrong from asking for money. We're supposed to have money. That's on us. But that's on her nature. The woman's nature is to be made secure. You can't be made secure with nothing. You know, so the financial thing is the major issue while all of this stuff is going on for us in relationships.
But let me just say something on that because, you know, I tell people this all the time. You know, I look at the big picture. And maybe, you know, I have to have, in my profession, I always have to have a universal outlook. And I see things on a larger scale that's just not right before me. But when you put all the parts together, we see how this rule, this government, how they are constructing environments and situations that are not conducive for the darker people or poor white people. So there's a systematic process that is going on to keep us from being productive, to keep us from getting to the level that we're supposed to be. But then they will position women in a place to whereas they will play on their psyche to make them feel as though, hey, you can achieve everything that you need to achieve outside of giving birth without a man. And when we are taught this in our, you know, educational institutions, and when we are taught this in our work environment, we kind of take that on. And so when we are in relationships, we're looking for somebody who has something more than what we have, or at least equal to, because our psyche has been so compromised.
That's
by
right.
this environment that we're in. And so I just tell sisters all the time, play it smart. You know, if you know the white man going to give you a job and he's going to pay you six figures and your man is working at McDonald's, then why don't we just lessen our material demands, let's invest in something that man can have on his own and help him to be a producer, because that's what a help meet is supposed to do. Now, we can't just take tradition all the time and make it work in a society that is working against us. So sometimes we got to learn to play the game and get politically correct with them and say, okay, you want to keep my black man down? Well, I'm going to lift my black man up so he can lift me up, because this nation can rise no higher than its woman. But sometimes we got to get in the trenches, and we have to get into that mindset and really look at what's going on here. Because everything that's going on, the heavy incarceration, the lack of jobs that are available to black men, they do that so that black men can turn to criminal activity, so that they can enslave them by putting them in prison and getting free labor out of them. Oh, we know the game. We just
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hear
well,
people talking, but
you hit dead on the point. It's a mindset. The same enemy that bit us bit you off too.
Right.
And because the woman is so impressionable, he has really did a number on her mind, just like he did on ours from childhood. And sometimes most of the sisters, any sister that says she hasn't been affected by the mind of the enemy, then she don't understand, and she has yet to start the process of getting it together. I speak from the position of the professional man that has a business, always had a good job, but you still deal with sisters that want to compete with you, and you don't have no problem taking very good care of them. In fact, you lay them out and spoil them. But we're not going to accept disrespect and wanting more and more and more, because Donovan Lewis Farrakhan taught us how to make how to properly handle ourselves in relationships. And what I'm saying is sometimes the societal norms that creep in, and money is not the issue.
Yes, sir.
And a man wants compassion and consolation, and wants to be whole with his wife or his woman and be satisfied. And when he is satisfied, he will not cheat because he is fulfilled. But if you displaying the role, we can feel that. And especially when we know that money is not the problem, because we're taking care of your every need and all your needs and most of your wants. So that's not it. But it doesn't cure the disrespectful mouth or the attitude and whatnot. And these are some things that could push the brothers to cheat, but because of the Honorable Lewis Farrakhan, we know better than that. I'm not looking for a woman to lift me up or make me feel good or my self-esteem, help me out with my self-esteem. I got that together because of who my father. He taught me well, and that's well entrenched. And in fact, I'm willing to lift her up. But what drives a brother sometimes is the disrespect that they have to put up with, and they're not being fulfilled. And it's not about sex. It's about bonding. It's about sensitivity. It's about compassion. And it's not just about a meal. It's about those things that he really comes to the nation. He gave up all that philandering and came to the nation because he believed that he can get compassion and true love and whatnot. And that's what I'm speaking toward.
Okay, and Brother Albert?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it about the money?
Excuse me?
Is it about the money?
No. Money, again, it depends on who you're dealing with. But back to your point, with the question that you asked was when you mentioned about the minister and what he taught us as far as the man being a provider. But he also said, in this day and time, it's going to take two incomes to succeed. Now,
I agree.
Right. Now, that's true.
First of all, I'm speaking from an FOI standpoint. The food is the best.
Yeah.
We constantly condition and train.
Training to overcome all obstacles.
And overcome all obstacles. So to the sisters that call, I thank you. But we're not charging or blaming you. We're just addressing the issue in regards to why men cheat.
That's right.
Right? Because the reality is we have to back one another at the end of the day, period. Be it particularly in the Nation of Islam, when the divorce rate is astronomical within the nation.
That's right.
See, we're talking in the nation. You know, there's nothing greater than the MGT.
Right.
Right.
Bottom line.
That's it.
Bottom line. There's nothing greater than the MGT. But understand the lessons. Muslim girl training. See, there's a role we all play. I was able to conquer my setbacks through our study guide, overcoming difficulties. This is when you know that you're actually trying to get on the path. because you're going to hit these roadblocks. You're going to have these stumbling. You're going to have the worldly women and the worldly guys. You're going to have all that that confronts you. And then your wife, whether you're making the money or you could be making $100,000 this year, next year you can't even pay Sages that gift. But that does make you less. No, sir. Huh. It's a trial that your companions should be able to help you overcome and get through.
That's right.
See? So, you know, a lot of times we, as members in the nation, we take particles of what the ministers say and try to utilize it for the best part of ourselves, selfishly, see?
Yep.
But then when you look internally to what he's actually addressing, when he deals with male and female relationships, he knows and he teaches us. In this day and time, it's going to take two. But that don't mean that you just pick up something and you don't see the potential in that brother or that sister. I'm not one to boast, but right now I've been single for the last 2.5 years. And I was left with a heavy burden. But I built my foundation up and it's stern right now. So whatever MGT that Allah blessed me with, she ain't going to have to struggle at all. That's a fact. See, that's a fact.
Yep.
That comes from my faith and my belief in what the minister teaches us, what the messenger provides us with. But, like, when it comes to the cheating thing, you follow me? You know, that derives to me from circumstances and situations in relationships, period. Because if you don't know the person from the very beginning, it ain't going to last.
Mm-hmm.
You marry today, divorce tomorrow. That's why the minister say he hates divorce. I hate divorce. I was married for 15 years, and
she wasn't
in the nation, but she was a beautiful sister. And we departed on good terms. See? But now she looks and she sees the God that she didn't recognize, but that's neither here nor there now. Because I need an MGT, but not any MGT.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? I don't need you to pay my bills or, you know, to feed me. You know, that's not what the MGT is there for.
Uh-uh.
She's that virtuous woman. She's that goddess that I need to back me. I hate to sound like a priest's family, but I'm feeling this spirit right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like straight in this one. I'm in this one because this is a very interesting subject. And at the end of the day, I pray Allah that the proper jewels are put out and we could come together more often and build this nation to get out. As sister, I can't think of your name right now, as you were saying, that because of the way this government has us pit against each other.
Right.
That's why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came and taught and was raised up by the God himself to separate us from this government. If we out here buying $100,000 houses, $100,000 vehicles, and now we can't pay the note, we're looking at the brother and saying he ain't no good because he doesn't have income coming in. What if the shoe is on the other foot? If the sister don't have income coming, are you going to put her out? Are you going to knock her? Are you going to support and back her? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Thank you.
Go ahead.
All right, Brother Alvin, okay. And let me tell you an easy way to remember my name. You have a lot of sisters in the nation, but you only have one Sister Gidja Muhammad in the entire nation. So
right.
You should always remember my name.
Yes, ma'am. I'll keep that in mind, family. I just got caught in the moment for a second. To the brothers.
We don't want to waste the airwaves time, man. We want to keep it real.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
To the other brothers that I'm talking to, I'm honored to hear from you, brothers. Believe that.
Thank you.
Likewise.
All right, I'm going to bring somebody in. And, okay. Brother DJ Black Caesar, my computer is on the blank, but can you bring in 773? You know who that is.
Walaikum
salam.
Walaikum salam. Brother Rakeem Khalik Muhammad, CEO and founder of Nation Building. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Listen, I'm enjoying the show, and I'm going to tell you how you remember Sister Gidja's name.
just remember gunshots and fire. That's how you remember her name.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's how you remember her name. But listen, I'm gonna tell you something. I know something about her pain and what I understand. Everything the brothers are talking about, far as how these sisters doing, and I don't want to only focus on MGT and FY relationships, because we can't raise our people up and we just focus on ourselves. We gotta focus on our people as a whole. So I just want to put that out there, because I don't want nobody listening to the show that are not in the Nation of Islam, and I don't want anyone to listen to the show that's not members of the Nation of Islam, and they say, okay, they talking about FYMGT, they not talking about me. I want them to know that everything that we are saying, everything these brothers are saying, is very relevant to every relationship today.
That's right. That's right.
Very relevant. So I don't want to get caught up on us, because we got to raise our people up, and the only way we can raise our people up, we got to make things relevant to them as well. So I understand what the brother said when he said, I don't want just any MGT. Hell, nobody want any MGT. That's why I'm still single today.
Yeah.
I don't want no any MGT. And that's what I don't want no hate mail coming to my house or in my inbox.
That's right.
I'm not trying to offend the MGT. What I'm
no.
telling you is the reason that divorce is such a high rate is because you got many of the MGT and FY, or many of our people as a whole, getting married for the wrong damn reasons to the wrong damn people. So
right.
That's the reason. Cause I know this for a fact. If a woman, I don't care how broke you are, if you don't have no money and that woman loves you, now, I'm not talking about no lazy guy. I'm talking about a man that's working hard and he can't not bring everything together in order to maintain the household. If that woman loves that man, she ain't gonna cheat on him. So it ain't always about the money. It's about a man, he don't have self-esteem. He comes home, he always mad, and he's angry all the time. He's talking about how this white man has treated him on his job. Hell, these women get tired of that crap. So they like, well, damn, I need to find somebody with a better conversation. So it ain't so much about the money. Sometimes our own personality can make us our own worst enemy in certain situations. And that's why we're trying to Nation of Islam. We got to rise above emotions, because sometimes our emotions can go haywire and we make the wrong decision.
Right.
And that even pertains to when we choose mates. Oh, she's fine. Oh, she's so sweet. And you really don't know that person. She's sweet only, or he's sweet. Sisters, don't beat me up. I'm going to say he. I'm going to talk about the brothers, too. But they only sweet from the surface. But you really got to get to know these brothers and these sisters. And you got all these short courtships. 3 months. Okay, I'm down with the 3 months. I'll marry MGT 3 months if we got the chemistry. But some of us are so damn codependent that we feel like we need somebody, but we're not thinking about exactly what we need in an individual. So we marry just any damn body.
Wow. I hope not.
Yeah,
but that is true. That is true. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Brother Rakim.
Yes, ma'am. And I think the brothers, I want once again, I don't know if I did it. I can't remember. I want to extend a greeting to the brothers. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam, brother.
Yes, sir. And I want to extend a greeting also to my cousin, my big cousinzilla, DJ Black Caesar, and the one and only, oh, hell, I hear gunshots. Oh, Sister Gidget, my big sister.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Brother Rakim, and wa alaikum salam to you, sir. Just stand by, brother, but put your phone on mute because you're really noisy. But I'm going to keep you on live. All right. We're going to take a question from area code 505. I don't know what's wrong with my computer. I guess it's going to act right soon.
Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Sister Angel, Native Angel from the Navajo Nation.
Oh, assalamu alaikum, Sister Native Angel. How are you, dear?
Wa alaikum salam. I'm doing fine.
It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, ma'am. I just had a question, actually two questions, and I don't know if they were answered. I'm just kind of, like, jumping in. And my first question is in regards to the cheating part. I was married for 15 years, and within that time and my divorce, since then, I've always questioned myself, like, what did I do, what I did not do enough. I always had unanswered questions, and within the last couple months, I've been finding out my answers from my ex-husband, and he mentioned that I did nothing wrong as being his wife for the past 15 years. But my question is, what gets to that point, a man's mindset, to make the decision to cheat, even though he has a home, he has a wife, he has children, and things are going well? What still makes that man choose? What makes that switch in his mindset to go ahead and move forward, to go ahead and commit adultery?
Well, because I would like to answer that, help you with that. That like the brother said, there's some brothers, no doubt, that are just not ready for marriage, irresponsible, because when you got a loving wife and he admits that you didn't do nothing wrong, see, that's where we got him at. If you didn't do nothing wrong, if you had a loving family and house and everything else, then he was just being irresponsible. And one of the brothers mentioned he was ego tripping.
That's
because
right.
He had a good wife, he was ego tripping. And he didn't know, he was immature. And the reason why I say immature, look, women throw their stuff at us every day. Lost, found, some MGT, but man, we deal with it every day, every single day. So we learn how to really hold ourselves until the point that it doesn't become an issue when you're a mature man. So he was just irresponsible. He was ego-tripping, and he really didn't know what he wanted. And he wasn't ready for marriage.
Okay.
Anybody else want to answer her, maybe?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, who is this? Brother Daniel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
you know,
have to give y'all names because I can't get y'all voices yet. Go
okay.
ahead, Brother Daniel.
You know, also, you know, when you have people who's on the outside looking in,
that's right.
They will cause that trouble also, whether
that's
it's
right.
family or friends.
That's right.
Because I feel like this. If you ain't got your house in order, how can you try to keep somebody else's house in order?
That's right.
Come on.
You know, the pot can't call the kettle black.
Right.
You know, I look at it like this. Buddy, if you ain't got yourself in order, you can't tell me nothing.
That's right.
And you can't sway me into going with somebody that ain't nothing but some called a so-called cheap thrill.
Come Lego. This is Brother Albert. To the sister and her question, I was striving to make a point earlier, and that is trials. Because some of us are blessed with having, i.e. that perfect wife, companion, partner, and because we're unable to conquer the trials, the tribulations that we go through, we fall victim and we do things we shouldn't do. We know we shouldn't do it and we do it. Right? It's no justification for it, but it's just what happens. It is just the way it is. You can have just what you want, how you want it, and fail to see it until it's no longer there. As they say, until it's gone. And when it's gone, you look back and say, as you said, sister, the brother said, there was nothing wrong you did. He wasn't able to see what he had. And he wasn't able to conquer the trials of whatever women's that he might have cheated with or threw this up on him over the period of time. He just didn't have it.
That's right.
So it's just a misfortune for that brother and a fortune for the next brother, inshallah.
Yep.
That
That's
he
right.
sees what Allah has blessed him with.
Right.
And and show
right.
his gratitude and be that noble brother that he should be to you. Thank you.
That's right.
Yeah, this is Brother Trashback. I would agree with all the brothers. I would say it's from the simplest thought of lust and just, you know, being around the wrong people and just, you know, letting somebody encourage you to do things that you really shouldn't do when you're home. You have a home and your wife is doing all the things to satisfy you.
Right.
It's just being irresponsible. And you're just being irresponsible. The simple thought of lust, even more, you know, if you got to go out and cheat when you got a wife at home doing everything for you she's supposed to do, if there shouldn't be no reason for you to have to lust, look at other women like, you know, in such a matter.
No. We encourage because, in truth, that's a blessing for you. Maybe Allah has removed him because you were doing the right thing. You're a good woman. Look, it pains us, and I'm sure I can speak for all the brothers. It pains us when we hear a good sister that tried to handle her business, and the brother admitted that you didn't do nothing wrong. That's the kind
right.
of woman we're looking for.
Right.
Because.
Exactly.
We have developed ourselves to be good men that don't cheat.
That's right.
And when we came into the nation, we gave up cheating. We gave up hundreds of all kinds
of vice.
When a man comes to the nation, he got to give that up.
That's right.
To come to the nation and give himself to Allah. And we did that because we believed that with women like you that could give us sensitivity, compassion, companionship, that can be our girl and can be our soulmate and life partner. That's what we believed in. That's why we gave up all the tail out there. And believe me, they have some good ones. But so that might be a blessing to you so that you can go on. I know it might be painful now, but when Mr. Wright come along and scoop you up, you won't even remember that. You'll say praises to Allah that he moved something irresponsible, so I can get my soulmate.
That's right.
Okay, Sister Native, you had another question as well?
Yes, ma'am. In regards to what everyone was talking about and how about men feeling like they're ATMs, my question is, okay, so growing up, I seen my father provide for the family and taking care of my mother until my father's 80 years old and my mother passed 2 years ago. And they were together since they were like 14 years old. And since that time, I've seen my father take care of the entire family. Like, I've seen how we grew from having like nothing, being poor, to moving from the reservation with having no plumbing, no water, nothing, to coming to where we're at as a family right now. And being that I'm not married, my father provides for me and my children. How do you adjust, you know, me being going to be married whenever that happens? How do you adjust from being well taken care of by my father to whatever financial status that my future husband would be? How would you adjust? How would that work?
This is Brother Brian. I talked about the ATM. ATM is not, that's different from a provider. A man wants to provide if he got his stuff together. He knows that's what he's supposed to do. I'm not referring to a provider as an ATM. I'm talking about a mindset that women come to the relationship with. They're not looking for a husband that can provide and secure them and all that. They basically be looking for an ATM, somebody that can give them money, give them things, but they don't look at what they're supposed to bring to the relationship to be an equal partner. Now, in terms of your father providing for you, a standard has been set by your father. So that means that a man either has to come that can meet you at that standard and take you higher because he knows that you've been secured by your father. But having said that, for you, I think you also have to have the willingness to realize that it took your father 50, 60 years to get where he at today. Like you said, he started off in meager beginning. And so you're going to have to be willing to start off with that man because you love him. And he might not have all the house and the business and the cars and the money right now. But if you work with him, y'all build that together.
That's right.
Great. And this is where I just had that question to get a better understanding from a brother's mindset. Because as a woman, for me, I've seen how my father, you know, fluctuated and he worked hard. And that's the point. If a brother's going to work hard, I don't mind helping him. But if he's going to leave it up to me to work hard to support him, then that's the part that I can't do.
You're not supposed to.
I need to see the initiative in order for me to push him to better himself and also to expand us as a family and build financially.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Sister Native, thank you for calling in and thank you for listening.
Yes, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, DJ Black, please, I think we have one more question from area code 678. Can you bring that mic in?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Sister Keena from Atlanta. I wanted to bring up the topic of why men cheat. Some men cheat because of what they've seen growing up in their household.
Exactly.
And it's not because they want to do it. It's like, and we have to be careful on how we act when our children are present. Because children don't do what we say, they do what we do.
That's right.
So a lot of men who grew up where their mothers were heads of the household, or they may have not been heads of the household, but their father ran around all the time, and it was common knowledge. It was common knowledge. And they learn those bad habits, and they take it on into adulthood. That's something that they never have addressed. You also have to take in consideration brothers who've been molested by their babysitters, or family members who may have sexual aggression that they might not necessarily want to put on their wives, but they venture off elsewhere, which is dangerous. And all of those factors are involved, not just immaturity, but one of the things that I wanted to point out is that we must address our issues, no matter what it is. We must address it. We can't say, I'm going to remain single for X amount of years because I have to wait for the special person to come along. No, you have to be that special one. You have to proactively be that special one. So whenever the time is right and that timing occurs, whenever you meet that individual, you can be the right person instead of waiting for the right person. And that's for all of us. Sisters and brothers, we have to really work on ourselves, whatever issues that we have had from our childhood, address them because it shows up in different ways. It may be cheating, it may be eating, it may be any type of vice that we have, but it is a root to all of our issues, and we need to really address them and why we do the things that we do. And it's nothing for us to fear. And when we address them, we just, you know, we're taught to be problem solvers. Let's just solve it. Solve for X. Why are we doing this? And I believe that we can move on, and we can form healthier human beings so we can formulate healthy relationships.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Keisha, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in. Okay, let's move on to another question, gentlemen. I want to ask you something about something that somebody said. I think it was you, Brother Troy, and you kind of gave your perspective, but I want to hear some other brother's perspective on being pushed to that point. I think that was how you put it, Brother Troy. So when we're talking about behavior, and I've heard many of you talk about disrespect that you sometimes receive from the sisterhood. So I want to know, what is it, you know, because I know the minister said our tongues are like swords. You know, we can really cut you up with our mouths.
Right.
But what is it that pushes you to that point?
Well, this is brother for you.
I can speak.
Go ahead, brother. No, go ahead, brother. You go. There's some background in some. You got a lot of background.
Okay, can you put your phones on mute if you're not talking right now?
Yeah. I yield to the brother.
All right, somebody talk back to me.
Okay, well, look, I'll say this. Let me see. I think what a brother means when he gets to the point, Don Malur Farrakhan teaches us that we don't thank our woman, and even when if she's been disrespectful, he taught us how to handle that. You know, he say it's better to leave her than to hit her. Now, brothers experience abuse too. They definitely experience abuse by that mouth. Sometimes we ready you slap our face than cut us up with that mouth. Or your unappreciative attitude for how hard he works. So, you know, there's never a reason for you to strike a sister in really and truth. When you got your self-worth and self-esteem together, you don't get easily rattled. So the way that you would probably deal with it, the way I would deal with it, is I would separate. When you try to work with a sister and teach her and try to understand her position, and because, like somebody said, she may have come from a bad relationship where that's all she was used to being in, or coming from a home where she was used to women running their mouth. She comes into a relationship, and you may not be used to that. That might be, you might come from a totally different environment. I did. I didn't grow up with women misusing their tongues, not from my grandmother, aunties, or mother. So that was. That would be some very traumatic for me to deal with, but I would just call for separation at that point.
Okay, but oftentimes I've heard a lot of men say that, you know, when we talk about unfulfillment, you know, are women too demanding? Are they demanding too much of you? Are they expecting too much? You know, sometimes a man feels as though nothing he does is good enough, and so he seeks acceptance outside of the household. And like with Brother Troy said that he found somebody who pretty much accepted him for who he was versus for, you know, what he had to offer. So is that a trigger? Is that action a trigger?
Oh, yeah.
To make me go out and see?
Yes, absolutely. You know, if a woman is running her mouth and she never appreciates you, you're going to look for somebody that appreciates you, especially if you work hard and you can't get no peace at home. Then why are you there, you know? So, but if you mature, you have to change that situation. You're not going to go out and cheat because then you get yourself in trouble with the God. So you have to make some other arrangements in your relationship because you don't feel appreciated. Definitely that happens a lot. You don't feel appreciated. You're not getting fulfilled as it is. Men need to be honest with sisters too. Sometimes you're not getting fulfilled. Sometimes you're not just looking for sex. You're looking for compassion. You're looking for companionship. You want her to be your girl, and y'all, she doesn't seem to want to relate to you on that page, and that you feel there's a certain emptiness that you know that you want to have a whole relationship with a woman, and yet you're not getting that from your partner. So that could be certainly a reason why you would go out, not because you so much want to, but you may find yourself just going to a bookstore and getting into a conversation with somebody that you see there all the time who likes books, you know, and it just starts off like that. And you have to be real careful.
Right.
Okay, so let me ask all of you a question. With the plight of the black man in America today, with the feeling of oppression and with the feeling of being cheated out of freedom, justice, and equality, does that affect the psyche to the point that you don't feel like you can completely commit to anything because everything else in society in general is so uncertain? Or part two of the question is it that society kind of glamorizes the fact that a man should have that persona of being a player? And I'm going to start with Brother Albert first.
So, Lakem, let me deal with that. The first part of what you said was, but repeat that first part for me, sister, please, because I was so into what you was trying to say.
What I'm saying is that, you know,
the very first part,
the black man in America being cheated out of freedom, justice, and equality, you know, being cheated out of the opportunity to be educated, being cheated out of the opportunity to work, being cheated out of growing up in a two-parent household. You know, there are a lot of cheats that go on
but,
in life. It's not just
okay.
In relationship.
Okay, fine. Now, in all honesty, just in the way I see it, you can use that 20 years ago, but today it's difficult. It's particularly if you got knowledge of self. It's difficult to use that excuse, even though you have that atmosphere of them dilemmas set before you.
That's right.
You follow
that's
you?
Right.
See, because that could be a crutch, so to speak, to justify your weakness. You see what I'm saying? Because many of us do that, and I'm using it in terms of us, we, not excluding myself if I happen to use something to that effect to say, hey, you know what? Well, it's hell out here. And because it's hell out here, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. But see, And the reality is that we have one on the scene today that's constantly educating us and providing us and feeding us how to counter those traps that's being set for
okay.
us to fall into. Because those are just pure traps that's being set to say, you know, to try to justify what one might do or what one wouldn't do. One sister said it plain earlier when she was talking about, because this was a little further back, when she was saying that when you check the situation from the start, a woman is going to respect you or either let it go, like the brother said. I didn't want to forget that, you see, because we're touching so much very interesting subjects points here. But, like, you know, we can't use, for those who got knowledge of self, if you don't have knowledge of self, of course, you can go ahead and say, hey, you know, the white man or the government got the world so screwed up and, you know, this, that, and the third, so that's why I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to cheat, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, you know. And then you probably can get away with justifying it for that reason. But when you have the knowledge that we have, and it will help you sustain yourself and give you a little more stability to you know, get away from that. Now, the second part of that question, Sister, was?
Oh, about the persona of society making it attractive or glamorizing the fact that a man should be a player.
Oh, without question, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sister.
No, go ahead. I'm asking you.
Well, that question is 100% exact because of what goes on in the world today. And as the sister said, a child will grow up and see these things and glamorize these things, and he or she will fall into that trap. And our world today is full of pimps or whatever, you know, whatever we have out there that glamorize the money, the cars, the, you know, whatever you can get, you know, whatever you have to make yourself look bigger than what you may really be and try to justify having, you know, as you said earlier, your stable force, so to speak. You follow me? I had to use yours, as you said. Because, see, when you got all that in your stable, so to speak, now you feel like you the man. See? Your pimp stats is up, so to speak. So that glamour does affect the mindset of us. Hell, some of us don't even want to work nowadays because we want everything right then and there. We don't want to do what it takes to get it.
Yes, sir. Okay, Brother Derek, what do you think?
Yes, ma'am. Like Brother was saying, you know, if you have knowledge of yourself, that's making an excuse. But at the same time, you know, we caught up in, like, the matrix. You know, we caught up in the matrix system. A lot of us, even with knowledge itself, we still watch TV. We still looking, liking what we see. And we, you know, we talk it, but in our heart, we're like, man, I want to have that too. I want to have that too. And since we don't unite with one another to try to make that happen, you know, then we still get caught up in this white man's system. So I don't think it's really just making an excuse about the society. It's just something we have to deal with, and that's in ourselves. You know, the minister said the hardest person to deal with is yourselves. And until, like the sister said, until we look inside ourselves and see what's wrong with us and deal and work on us first, you know, then we can help ourselves and get out of this matrix system we're in. We're in this crazy system that we have to rise above the foolishness that's going on and see the bigger picture and try to, you know, become better men. And on the second part about the society portraying us as pimps and players, well, that's easy. You know, they make it seem so attractive and so easy. And like the brother just said, some of us don't want to work. We don't want to do nothing. And then you have women that'll take care of men. And that's a hurt. You know, that hurts us. It's a lot. We have a lot of problems we have to deal with. It's a lot. I'm thinking of so much stuff. I hopefully answered your question. There's a lot on my mind. I'm listening to everybody say what they have to say.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Derek. Okay, Brother Daniel?
Yes.
So what do you think about that?
You know, I'm going to say this. You know, there's a lot of also with the brother, I'm going to add to this, there's a lot of what's going on television that we get so caught up in.
Mm-hmm.
you know, like these so-called talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day, he's sleeping with my sister or my best friend, all this type of foolishness, 24 hours, 7 days a week. You know, it's just a plain grave of ignorance. Our people, you know, will we be caught up in? And, you know, just when one of the brothers said to fulfill an ego, you know, you look up to someone who's in that same bag as far as being a player. You look up to him. He said, "Yeah, I want to be like him." And you want to fulfill that type of those ways. That person that who you look up to.
Yes, sir. Okay, Brother Troy.
Yes, ma'am. I would say Brother Derek and Brother Daniel pretty much summed it up, but I would say that society, I can't blame. I wouldn't use that as a crutch. You know, it's all in us and how we feel in our hearts. You know, I can't say off of how I was raised. I'm going to use that, this thing that I've been around, I'm going to use that as a crutch to say this is how my relationship going to go since I did this, when we all as people have the Spirit of God in us, so we know better. You know, we know right from wrong. So I can't really go off of saying, you know, and I never describe myself as no pimp or no player, but I have been around people that did portray that image. So, I mean, I know the thought of being like on the following end, but I always try to portray myself as being a leader. You know, I ain't never want to do what the next man did. So I wouldn't say I would blame society. I'd use that as a crutch to say my relationship is like this, or I have to do this to my girl because he did it, or I'm around him and he doing his girl like that, so I'm going to do my girl like that. I can't say that. But Brother Derek and Daniel, they pretty much summed it up. I was going to say about the same thing they said.
Okay, and Brother Brian?
Yes and yes. Now,
okay.
With that being said, you know, all of us starting off in the world, and we can very much relate because that's what we're trying to work out of. But, you know, the self-improvement program teaches the black man his self-worth and teaching how to fulfill his desires. And that all, that gives you fulfillment. So you don't have time to get caught up in soap operas, and you can distinguish if you watch movies and whatnot, you don't even want to see the madness because that's beneath you, because you're trying to rise to a level of a mature man and then a man of God and really a God. That's your aspiration, but a mature man at that. And that's so empowering because we've been taught that we much more than what the world sees of us. And when a brother embraced that for himself, his whole attitude changed. He sees his woman differently, his family differently, and he's truly fulfilled. That's the reason why I'm missing a lot about companionship rather than sex. Sex is not fulfilling. You have to get what fulfills a man and makes him feel complete is when you get companionship.
That's right.
And when you get true companionship, you don't have nothing for nobody else because you fulfill sexually, but you fulfill mentally, spiritually, as well as sexually, and you don't even have no more fuel in the tank or desire to go get with anybody else, and therefore you don't have a need to cheat.
Yes, sir. Okay, we're winding down to the last few minutes, so I want to give everybody an opportunity to press 1 on their keypads. If you have a question to my distinguished guests in the chat room, if you have a question, please type it in now so that I can ask the panel before we depart. I'm going to take a question from area code 918. Area code 918, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Ivan from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well,
I wanted to say, you know, I've listened to the subject about cheating and why men cheat, and I know that's the subject. I want to talk about what makes men not cheat. why some men don't cheat. Because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that no woman can make a man fall that doesn't want to fall. And so whether a man is single and he commits fornication or he's married and he commits adultery, that's a choice that a man makes, but it's only because he decides. You know, it's the value that a man has in himself. It has nothing
that's
to
right.
do with the woman. It has nothing to do with the woman at all. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm going to say I've been single for a long time. I've been in courtship, but I've been single, you know. But I have, in the industry that I was working in before the minister took out of the entertainment industry as far as the clubs and stuff, I've had sisters throw themselves at me over and over and over again. But because I understand my value and I'm trying to become a God, I always get turned away. And I've been asked before, how do I find a man like you, a man like you? And I always give them the address to the mosque, a man like me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, your phone is breaking up.
I was just saying, hold on a second. Okay, now can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
No, I was just saying, you know, I mean, we talk about why men cheat, but I like to talk about why men don't cheat and why men don't commit adultery or fornication, and it's because of the value that he has in himself.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's why we don't cheat. Or that's why we won't commit adultery. It has absolutely nothing to do with the woman, period. Because, you know, Allah said he created one above the other. The woman is a degree, not that she's less, but she's a degree less than the man or lower than the man. So, therefore, he can control himself. He should be able to. And
that's
so,
true.
As you said, no woman can make a man fall that don't want to fall. I believe that.
That's true. I
right.
agree.
Yes, sir.
Something like him.
When he get himself
yes,
together.
Yes, sir.
Right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Somebody, Sister Gidget.
Yes.
This is Brother Albert. I want to respond to Brother's statement.
Okay.
Because I do understand where Brother's coming from. I understand Brother's point. Right? But we have to understand something. This is general. See? And every man ain't built the same.
That's right.
Not justifying anything. But the fact be it is, some men is not strong as others.
Well, that's why I made the statement like I did.
Hold on, Lord. I feel you. I'm right with you. Because I'm not in disagreement with you. But by the same token, we have to make understanding completely understood. See? When you're talking about, in particular, men that's developed, men that's stern, they're gonna hold fast. You're right, brother. It's not gonna be an excuse. I'm not gonna blame the woman for it. But then you have, and that's the purpose for the subject, because you have many of them or us out there that's just unable to maintain like that. So they need guys, and that's what we're striving to do: bring them there, as you stated. I mean, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand where you're coming from and your point, you know, but everybody is not built the same. And just like there was a process that you and I had to take to get where we may be, we have to get them there as well.
That's true.
That's
right.
That's all I'm saying.
It was the process now. And we ain't Superman.
Wait, that's all I'm saying, Black man.
Thank you, brother, for calling in, and thank you for your question.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank Allah for the process.
Yes,
Alhamdulillah. Right.
Okay, we're going to take one more question from area code 718. Area code 718, your mic is live. Area code 718. Okay. Well, maybe they changed their mind. Okay. So, you know, just to comment on what the brother said, you know, I agree with you, Brother Albert. This is general, and a lot there has been said. I hear a lot of you refer to once we have the knowledge of self. But you have to remember that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the rejected stone. And so a lot of us,
and when I say us, I'm talking about our people, have not come into the knowledge as of yet. We are at a time to whereas everything that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us is actually coming to pass, and a lot of people are now understanding his message and understanding the mission of Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But a lot of us as a people, as the original people, are still lost, are still oppressed mentally by what we have been subjected to since we've been here. And so we do shows like this to not necessarily preach to the choir, so to speak, but to reach beyond the mosque doors. To give them this information, because when the minister is out there in the street, out there in the street fishing for FOI and MGT that are already in the mosque, he is going for our people in its entirety. And so we have to be proactive in putting the message and the information out there and teaching what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us. Certainly we have been blessed to have this knowledge, but on our shoulders is the government, and so therefore we have to go out there and teach what we say we believe and share the knowledge that we have been blessed to have. So yeah, we have to speak to the masses, and we have to be representative of what we believe. Okay, I don't think we have any more questions, and we're down to the last 4 minutes or so. So I just want to say, I want to ask one last question. I want everybody to answer me real quickly. How many of you, since all of you are single, DJ Black Caesar, I already know you engaged, and all praises due to Allah, DJ Black Caesar scheduled to be married in February. Yay.
Congratulations. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
Good luck. Good. Praise be to Allah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is anyone on the panel in courtship?
No, ma'am, not me. No, ma'am. But my options are open.
Okay, so with your experience,
one thing we learned is that this is the opportunity. Everything you learn to make a critical analysis. You learn how to get to the root of what's really out here, and what to look for, and what you need, and how to properly make an objective view. So. I'm enjoying myself making a critical analysis. There are many options, but I'm just enjoying myself making a critical analysis because it's a very serious decision. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, settle down to a good choice. And that's what I intend to do.
Yeah, I want to add to that, too. You know, I remember the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said this 11 years ago when he was talking to the believers in general. And he talked to the brother side. He said, you know, some of you that married these sisters outside the nation, he said, you know, they never come in the nation. He said, what's wrong with these? He pointed to the sister side.
Go ahead.
And, you know, when I look at, you know, brothers who marry sisters from the outside and thinking they're coming in, that's like a needle in a haystack. That's like a million to one odds because 9 times out of 10, she will try to pull you away or be against, you know, will be against it, or, you know, you got a rebellious fool in your hands.
Yes, sir. Okay. And Brother Derek, thinking about marriage?
I would just say, I'm still single right now. I'm looking, but I would say that the better person that I become, the better person I can attract. So it's all about working on self and know what you're looking for, what you have to be, what you're looking for.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just that simple.
Excuse me, Sister Gidget.
Yes.
You know, I want to add to this also why I say my options are open. Because, first of all, me personally, I don't care if she's from headquarters or from another mosque or study group. If she want to come to Chicago, that's fine with me. But the woman to come to their hometown, that's fine with me. Because if I have the strength from headquarters to bring it to another city, the strength in the brotherhood, all praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir, brother. All right, Brother Dan, you're putting yourself out there. Okay. All right, Brother Troy, you ready to jump the phone? What's up?
I mean, them brothers really summed it up. I mean, there ain't too much more I can say. They beat me to the point. They summed it up. I mean,
oh, brother, need to put a little input in, black man.
I just want to know if you're ready for marriage or not.
Yeah, I am. I really am. And if it's not a sister that's in the Nation of Islam, I believe I have a big enough heart to, you know, give her the understanding and let her know, you know, the right way to go. I believe I can marry someone outside of the nation, and she'll convert to, you know, the understanding of this in our nation to be Islam. You know what I'm saying? And I think I got it in me to do it, because I got
right.
it well.
Well, Brother Troy. But, Brother Troy, I'm going to say this to you, a word of advice. Make sure that vessel's empty waiting to be filled also, beloved.
That's right.
You know, because, you know, she can be, she'll pop 9 times out of 10, she can be from Reverend Chickenfoot Church. I'm going to say it bluntly. That's gonna be a tug of war right there, black man.
Yeah, I know, right. You ain't wrong.
Okay. All right. We running out of time. Okay, Brother Brian. Brother Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I agree. You know, we got to, as I continue to grow and develop myself, I put myself in a better position to know where I'm going and what I want and what I need. And I had assistance from the nation, brother. So, and I'm exclusively for the nation. I believe in that, but I don't want to sugarcoat and act like the sisters don't come into the nation with the same mindset as the sisters that's in the church. But at least now, by the grace of Allah, we have a sister captain that I'm confident is training them sisters upright, and I know that the Honorable Louis Farrakhan is doing the same thing with us. So I'm patiently getting myself more together, and I'm waiting. I know I'm going to meet the sister that's my girl. And then when that time comes, Allah will incline me to her, and I'll know. But I'm not rushing.
Yes, sir. And Brother Albert.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to make this real quick because I did say earlier I don't want any MGT. So let me just give you an example. Yes, I am ready to get married. Over the last 2.5 years, I had enough of time to think it out, and I'll find her in the book of Proverbs, the 31st verse, chapter, verse 10 to 33. There she goes. That's where she at.
Okay.
She in the book of Proverbs. The 31st verse, 10 to 33. And if she's it, there she go. That's my MGT. So I'm waiting for it.
Yes,
ma'am.
We are out of time, and I just want to tell you all to be encouraged. Know that on behalf of the MGT and myself, we love you. We appreciate you.
That's right.
The utmost, and we are your sisters first, and so know that love is real. We do apologize on behalf of the other sisters that may have mistreated you or harmed you along the way, but know that there's a better day ahead. I thank all of you, Brother Brian, Brother Albert, Brother Troy, Brother Derek, Brother Daniel, for participating, Brother DJ Black Caesar. Thank you for your input, even though I didn't get a chance to question him much, but thank you all for so graciously participating, and I truly, truly appreciate you all. Original salute to all of you soldiers. That's the end of our show.
We appreciate you also.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you so much. I want to thank my guests in the chat room, Sister Shafiqua, Sister Michelle, Brother Mustafa, Allah, and my other guests who don't have a name. Thank you for listening. Thank you, listening audience. Thank you for those who called in with your questions. I leave you as I came before you. Assalamu alaikum. One nation, one love.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir.